The most competitive sport is not golf anymore, it's parenting. Tell us what you mean by that, Dr. Rosenfeld.
Well, I think that what's happened is 50 years ago, parents felt that if they provided their kids with an education, with food, clothing, and some activities, they had done a pretty good job. But in the last 20 years, parenting has become the most competitive sport. Parents feel that they have to keep up with the Joneses. There are so many parenting magazines telling them how to build a better boy, how to make a more responsible child, how to build a more successful child, that parents feel it's their obligation to give their child every enrichment activity possible so that they can succeed in life. And they feel that if they don't, that their child's going to be a failure. So they're very anxious. The media, I think, play enormously on parents' anxieties about whether they know how to be good parents, and are driving all of us into a frenzy that's quite destructive to our families.
Fred, from your point of view, how difficult has it been over the last 20, 30 years in your work with the National Alliance for Youth Sports to get this message across that sports can be a way to learn how relationships, not just in sport, but the way that parents and kids relate to each other, the sense of savoring life, savoring the moment, can be restored?
I think the National Association...
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks, Al, for coming on the show, and appreciate it, because as I mentioned before you were on, you are the nation's leading expert in this whole area. But, you know, the thing is, with your question, Nick, is how do we try to get it across to parents? You know, it's really kind of like a tidal wave of trying to talk to people that makes sense to them, of keeping things in perspective. I mean, historically, it's amazing, and I'm curious to what, Al, your response to this. When all this began with Little League back in the early 40s, the kids were out there 9 to 12 years old, and then all of a sudden the parents said, well, my kid's 8 years old or 7, and he's as good as that kid on second base. So they created 7 and 8-year-old. The same thing happened. They created what became T-ball, 5 and 6-year-old. Now they had 3 and 4. That is all pressured because parents want to keep getting their kids. That was before all the hyper-parenting. And my question is, why does this occur within the individual parent? Why is that need to do that?
Well, first thing I want to say, you know, Fred Eng and the National Association of Youth Sports are in the voice of sanity in the midst of this tidal wave. And I'm not so sure how well you can hear a sane voice in the midst of a tidal wave. So I think that's been the dilemma. Now, what's really gone on? What's happened is, parents are being sold a vision that you really have to start as early as possible. It's a Tiger Woods image. You know, show your kids a golf swing at 18 months and they're going to end up as Tiger Woods. I bet for every million parents who show their kid a golf swing at 18 months, there's a quarter of a Tiger Woods somewhere in the country. It doesn't happen. It doesn't work. It's an exception. There's no evidence that starting early, this early, helps. There's no evidence that it works. In fact, it may make a lot of neurotic, anxious children.